Hello there, boxing fans around the world. Thank you for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today, where I scour the internet looking for stories of relevance to the sport of boxing delivered to you typically each day, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. But today, you might notice I'm on a bit early due to some plumbing issues at the household. Anyway, let's have a look at the first story that's popped up. It looks like local favorite Andrew Maloney has been added to the Vasily Lomachenko versus George Kambosos Jr. card on May 11th at the RAC Arena in Perth, Australia, and Maloney will be fighting Carlos Quadras. The former WBC super flyweight champ Quadras, 42-5-1, 28 knockouts, will defend his interim 115-pound belt with that organization against the number four Maloney. He's 26-3-16 knockouts. And that's going to be one heck of a battle for sure. When Quadras was in the prime of his career, he might have made easy work of a fighter like Maloney. But he's 35 now and has lost five fights in his last 7 years since 2016. Quadras has lost to Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez in 2016, took something out of him apparently, and he's not been the same fighter since. The 33-year-old Maloney being added to the card makes a lot of sense because he's from Australia and it's going to make those Aussies happy down under for sure. However, Maloney was knocked out in the 12th round last year by Junto Nakatani in a one-sided fight. He bounced back to defeat Judy Flores in his last fight by a 10-round unanimous decision in December. From 2020 to 2021, Maloney was beaten three times by Joshua Franco. It's unclear what the point was in fighting three times. Franco should have moved on after that first win rather than wasting time fighting Maloney three times. Anyway, Quadras said, "I look forward to the challenge of fighting Andrew Maloney in Australia. I'm coming to prove I'm still a force at 115 pounds. There are many great champions in my division, but I can't overlook Maloney, a hungry fighter who will be encouraged by the Australian fans." You know who's really going to be encouraged by the Australian fans? Sizzle to this particular fight. We're going to see the WBA female bantamweight champion Nina Hughes take on Chernika, one of my favorites, Johnson. Yes, a really good female battle to open up this undercard. It's going to be a great fight. And so will the Lomachenko-Kambosos card be a great fight overall, but that main event is going to be a whopper. The undercard, let's see if Maloney can pull it off, as his brother is fighting in Japan the week before. It's just been announced. Naoya, in a way, defends his WBC, WBA, IBF, and WBO super bantamweight belts against former world champion Luis Neri. That's taking place on Monday, May 6th. Going to be live on Sky with Australia world champion Jason Maloney featured on the undercard. It's taking place at the Tokyo Dome in Japan. Guess what city? Tokyo. Anyways, reputation as boxing's most ruthless puncher will be tested by Neri in their undisputed world title fight, say the reporters on Sky Sports. Anyway, anyways, WBC, WBA, IBF, and WBO belts will all be at stake and put on the line against Neri, a dangerous Mexican challenger without a doubt. Nicknamed the Monster, Inoue is a four-weight world champion, two-weight undisputed king, who most recently stopped Marlon Tapalas in December to unify the super bantamweight division. So that, indeed, is a fight we're all looking forward to. And believe me, taking place at Tokyo Dome in Japan certainly means that, as I said, with 50,000 people showing up to see a fight, that is now becoming one of the boxing meccas. There's a lot of great Japanese fighters, men and women, entering the ring these days. And Inoue is leading the charge, as well as his younger brother, Takuma, who might be also on that card. Let's have a quick look here. Jason on the undercard, WBO bantamweight world champion, Jason Maloney will defend his belt against Yoshiki Takai, and WBA bantamweight world champion Takuma Inoue, the younger brother of Naoya, defends his title against former world title challenger Sho Ishida. Very good. Said the top-ranked chairman Bob Arum, "Naoya Inoue is the world's best fighter, a young man who amazes me every time he steps in the ring. Luis Neri is a tough challenger, but I fully expect in a way to get the job done in front of more than 50,000 fans at the Tokyo Dome. So there you have it, boxing fans, straight from Bob Arum's mouth. It's going to be a doozy. All right, super welterweight king Callum Walsh and Dorian Yuliashnikov faced off at a final press conference for their St. Patrick Day weekend clash, taking place in Madison Square Garden at the theater and broadcast worldwide via UFC Fight Pass. "It's an honor," said Callum Walsh, "for me to be headlining at Madison Square Garden for the second time in 4 months. Fighting on St. Patrick's Day weekend makes it extra special as a fighter from Ireland, and I know the Irish will be in the house on Friday night. Tom Loeffler plans out who I fight. My job is to be prepared, and I am for Friday night." Yes, that's going to be a wing dilly for sure. For his part, Yuli Sisnov said, "I trained very hard for this fight back in Kazakhstan. I know how important a victory would be for my career, and I'm coming to win. My first professional fight was in New York City, and I consider it to be my second home. Going to the Empire State Building this morning was great," he said. "The fresh air all the way at the top gave me a lot of energy for Friday night." Well, that's all he needs, some fresh air. Good for him. So a quick look here. Number 12 in the WBA rankings, Radivijoy Hot Rod Kalajic, light heavyweight fighter, 29-2, 21 knockouts, scored a brutal 10th round knockout, apparently over 42-year-old former title challenger Sullivan Barrera, who's now 22-5. And that took place earlier this week at the White Sands Event Center in Plant City, Florida. Kalajic closed Barrera's right eye with a punch early on. Kalajic dropped Barrera in the round number three of barrage punches in the final round, put Barrera down for the count, and the time was 2 minutes 31 seconds, thus retaining his WBA Continental North American title. In other news of up-and-comers, we've reported on this young man often. Blair the Flair Cobbs has signed with Hall of Fame promoter Don King. The 34-year-old Cobbs was hungry to get back in the ring. The Philadelphia-born welterweight, who sports a 16-1-1 record with 10 knockouts, continues to hold the WBC NABF welterweight title. "I'm ready to return to action," said Cobbs. "And what better way to further my career than be with the best promoter in the game, Don King? I'm also tired of listening to all the talk out of Adrian Broner. Broner's talk is cheap. Broner seems to be more comfortable fighting on social media than he is in the ring. There's no reason not to get in the ring together, and I'll show him who's the boss. I'm looking for bigger and more exciting fights. I'm going to make boxing great again. Real fighters and real boxing. Me and Broner will be the comeback of real boxing. Entertainment at its best. Woo!" And said Don King, "I'm looking forward to working with Blair and his manager, Greg Hanley. He's determined to add to his NABF title, and we're going to get the Flair back in his fight game." In other signing news, I've got this to report. Former two-time cruiserweight world champion Yuniel Dortikos, 26-2, 24 knockouts, signed a promotional agreement with the Heavyweight Factory, that's Chris Lawrence, and Warriors Boxing, that's Leon Margulis and Luis de Cubas, Luis de Cubas Sr., on Tuesday night. Prior to turning professional, by the way, Dortikos from Cuba had an outstanding amateur career. He's now based in South Florida, and the goal is mutual by his team for him to become a three-time cruiserweight world champion. Dortikos is ranked number one in the world by the WBA. So that's good news for him and for Cubans and for Floridians. Let's move along to some bolt-ons to the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson story that is now showering the internet with comments. Let's start off with a comment made by KSI. And for those who may be unfamiliar with his real name, as I was, and I've just found it out, courtesy of Jamie X. Dale on BoxingNews24.com, KSI, his real name is actually Ola Jide Ola Tunji. KSI is concerned that Jake Paul is in a no-win situation taking on the 57-year-old former heavyweight world champion Mike Tyson. KSI doesn't see how the 27-year-old Jake can come out ahead against Tyson, because if he wins, fans will discredit his victory by pointing out that he beat a middle-aged fighter who hasn't fought professionally in almost 20 years. If Jake loses to Tyson, his career will be marred worse than it always is from his loss to Tommy Fury, who is more of a celebrity boxer than a world-class fighter. He's just seen as the no-talent half-brother of Tyson Fury. Jake couldn't even beat Tommy. All right. On the plus side, Jake will receive his biggest payday by far and will be able to enjoy the money he makes from the Tyson fight, even if he loses. Said KSI, I just feel Jake's legacy will be he can knock out old people. I think it's super sad. I don't know why Jake took it. It's a lose-lose. If he knocks out Mike Tyson, he's beaten an old-age pensioner. He's 57. Mike Tyson, 57 years old. Yes, in his prime, this would have been crazy, but now it's just sad. There's going to be so many people watching, millions and millions of people. Everyone's going to know him as the guy that knocked out an old Mike Tyson. This fight is just a spectacle to attract attention to the fans. Why else would Jake be interested in fighting Mike Tyson other than being seen by millions, making huge money, and increasing his popularity? If Jake were seriously interested in competing against a relevant fighter, he'd call out former IBF cruiserweight champion Jai Apatia or Maris Bredis and fight one of those two. Said Logan Paul, I don't think Jake's going to knock him out, but imagine if he gets knocked out by Mike Tyson, added KSI. That would suck. That's where it's a lose-lose. But the win would be the fact that it's on Netflix, one of the first live sport events on that channel, said Logan. For both Mike and Jake, the bag. I don't know if you can say no. That's what it's all about, money. So adding this was an interesting comment by, you might all remember, Chuck Liddell, as I remember him, quite a UFC legend from back in the day, I will add, when I enjoyed UFC, and I don't watch it anymore, I'll admit. But anyway, Chuck Liddell, certainly a fellow to remember, certainly had punching power. Anyway, so he talked about the punching power and whether it be enough, because as we all know, the last thing to go is the power, apparently. It's an old adage in the sport of boxing. And Chuck Liddell commented with respect to that comment most recently made. Does Tyson have the punching power to be able to dispatch Jake Paul when they both collide? And there is an interesting, it's not interesting, but there is a decent little tweet on X by Mike Tyson himself. It's day one. The fun has just begun. Yeah, it does show some pretty decent punching power, without a doubt. But anyway, said Liddell, as soon as Tyson hits him, it's over. The last thing to go is power, and if he hits him, it's over. If you've seen Mike, he still hits. Hey, Jake, keep covered up, man. That's his advice to Jake Paul. Now, by the way, Liddell is around the same age as Tyson, and he might be guilty of having a short memory after all. Where was Tyson's power when he last fought? This against Kevin McBride way back in 2005. That sad night, Tyson had no pop in his punches, and he was basically shoved to the canvas. With Iron Mike no longer iron, then quitting on his stool. Plenty of fans are worried we will see such a sad spectacle in July as well, or something even worse. But the sheer mystique Tyson still carries, with so many fans having frozen the icon in time, them remembering only his great nights, has got plenty of people convinced the 58-year-old, I thought it was 57, will show his former explosiveness and KO Paul. Liddell is far from the only person who still believes old Tyson is still there, not merely an old Tyson, who the 30 years younger Paul will beat on. It could be argued how no heavyweight fighter has ever enjoyed as much loyalty, as much fascination, as much reverence as Tyson. One might argue Muhammad Ali, but anyway, Tyson's hero worshippers believe he will be battled all over again against Paul, I being one of those, and the chance of a blast from the past knockout taking place is what we'll see so many fans tune in July. Above all, however, it's been written before, let's hope nobody gets seriously hurt in Texas. All right. That's about it for today. All the news fit to print, as they say. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. Remember to like, share, subscribe. Do hit that notification bell, and we'll see you later this week. I try to be on 11 a.m. Eastern time, but today I was a bit early, and I hope you appreciate it, especially for my fans over in England. Look out for Chanika Johnson, one of my faves from Down Under.